Now, part one, unit three, going places. 第三单元，旅游，第一部分。Warming up. When you do the three exercises on page 15, try to use as many W's and H's as you can. 就这些个问句的疑问词非常重要。What are the W's and H's? They are who, what, when, where, why, how long, how soon, how many, how much, etc., etc. 就这些疑问词都非常重要。You've got to ask yourself questions beginning with the W's and H's and give answers. And your answers put together will help you write a well-organized composition, an article, or a dialogue, or conversation, a sort of discourse. 就说呢，如果把这个 WH 都用好的话呢，就能写成一个这个组织非常严密的一篇文章啊，一篇很好的作文，一篇很好的对话啊，或者一个语篇。And that is the way to talk about things and write about things.And also the way to understand whatever you read and whatever you hear. 就说呢，像这种方式就说你谈论事物、写事物的一种好方法。它也是呢，你理解别人的事物，那么听懂别人的事物的一种好方法。After reading two, what do you have to consider?Before you decide which means of transportation you will use. 那么咱们前面的第二个问题就是说呢，你这个在你决定要用什么交通工具最好之前呢，要定一下你要有什么地方要，比如说去哪儿要考虑一下。那么在这儿呢， Let's have a look at the photograph below. 那么下面咱们就不考虑前面的，考虑考后面交通工具怎么考虑，咱们就看一下啊。Can you say something about this airliner, based on what you know about it? 那么咱们看这张照片，那么交通工具了，依据你所知道的内容，那么讲一讲这个民航机的情况。Where is this airliner flying? 那么这民航机在什么地方飞行呢？The words Virgin Atlantic tells us that it is the first time for this plane to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. 那么机身上两个大词儿啊，就是处女亚特兰塔，就是说亚特兰塔就是大西洋啊，就是说明是这架飞机呢是首次啊飞越大西洋，就是处女航。It was August 1st, 2002, 这一天是2002年的8月1日。An A340600 was flying from London to New York for the first time after it was manufactured. 那么一架呢，空客340600飞机呢，正在制造之后首次从伦敦飞往纽约。 A stands for Airbus， 字母 A 代表了空客，空中客车的意思。 This plane is the largest airliner ever made， 75.3 meters in length。 这架飞机呢是目前最大的空中的就是航空用的这个班机，全长达到 75.3。 Have you ever decided which means of transportation you will use? 那么读完之后你定下来没有啊？要坐哪种交通工具旅游啊？下面是听力部分。 Listen to the tape， 听这个录音带。 And write down the three passages several times，把听力录音带的三个部分呢，多写几遍。 until there are no mistakes in your write, 直到你写的没有什么错误为止。好，下面我们听一下录音。
One. Listen to the following boarding calls and write down the correct flight number, destination, and gate below. One.
Your attention, please. Flight CA1145 from Beijing to Tokyo is now boarding at gate D45. Please get your boarding cards ready and go to the gate.
Two.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The gate for flight UA445 from Beijing to Changsha has been changed. The new gate is gate A15. We will begin boarding in about 10 minutes. Thank you.
Three.
Attention all passengers on flight SE3765 from Beijing to Paris. Your flight will be 20 minutes late because of bad weather. Please be ready to board the flight at gate E34. Thank you.
Two. Listen to the five world travelers and try to guess where they are. One.
I am having a great time here. I have seen the Forbidden City and the Great Wall, and I have also been to Tiananmen Square. I came here by train. The train ride was long, but nice. I talked to my friends on the train. Wish you were here, John.
Two.
Wow, this tower is really tall. We can see almost the whole city from up here. Look, there's the flag, red, white, and blue. We came here by bus, and then we took the lift up to the top of this tower. There is the museum with the famous painting Mona Lisa. We went there yesterday. This city is really romantic. I just wish I could speak better French, so I could talk to more people here in this European capital. See you soon, Jenny.
Three. Brr. I should have brought more clothes, because it is really cold here. No houses, no trees, just snow and ice as far as you can see. The plane ride took 16 hours, and then we had to walk 2 miles in the snow. There are some strange animals here, big black and white birds that walk on the ice. The days are very long here. Mike. Four.
Finally. It took a long time to get here. It was the first time I have been inside a spaceship. This is wonderful. It's so quiet here. When I walk, I can take huge steps. I can jump 10 meters. I just wish we didn't have to wear these strange clothes. There's no air here. We can see the Earth in the distance. I like it here. But I hope I can go back home soon. If you look up at the sky at night, you might see me, Gina.
Five.
This place is fantastic. Look at all the fish. Wow, it's good we have enough air, because we can't breathe here. We had to swim for 20 minutes to get here. It's difficult to write a postcard here. The paper is all wet. Oh, look at that big fish. It looks like a shark. Let's go, Peter and Tina.
下面看看表格，填的对不对。首先是航班号码 CAUASE 都是航班号码 Destination 是目的地啊 Destination 就是 Tokyo 东京长沙 Paris 巴黎啊。那么就是从哪个登机口呢号码 D45A15 啊 E34 都是这样子啊。那么下面第二个题呢 Listen to the five world travelers 这个比较有意思四个呢周游世界的啊游客到各地都有啊他们去哪了这地点很重要比如看紫禁城啊长城天安门这都知道啊这是北京第一道题比较容易。第二道题就注意了很高是什么呢就是埃菲尔塔 Eiffel Tower, 还有呢就是名画 Mona Lisa, 啊这个是一个难点。第三个就是呢很冷啊冷的就是哦打哆嗦衣服没都带啊 I must have brought more clothes, 啊就是很冷当然是北极了 North 或者南极都很冷啊。然后特别看到什么呢这个啊各种动物啊 animals 第四就是宇宙航行更不得了了 spaceship 啊，坐着宇航飞船的高空太空啊，那么这时候呢，一种情形。最后呢，就是说在海洋底啊游泳啊，游泳什么都很好，但是就一个缺点，就怎么样呢？不能给家里写信，纸都湿了。特别最后呢 ，Oh the shark， 遇到鲨鱼了，哎呦吓一跳，那最后就完了啊这部分。下面是 speaking 部分，就是口语部分。This section requires more imagination than grammar and vocabulary。 那么这部分呢，所需要的能力不仅仅是语法和词汇所能解决，需要想象力。 However, when you are not sure of what word to use and what sentence pattern to choose, turn to those English English Dictionary for help。 有一条很重要，就是当我们遇到一些词汇不会用啊，句型不会造句子的时候怎么办？要求助于英英词典，就用英语解释英语的词典。什么词典呢？咱们举了三个书名，咱们看一下。第一本是 Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary， 就是高级牛津学生词典。还有一本是 Longman Dictionary of Contemporary English， 就是朗文这个现代英语词典。另外还有个第三本，就是说由这个欧文·沃森，由华生欧文·华生做这个编撰者的一本书，也是朗文词典，但是它呢是一种百科全书，就是 will be your great help when you are trying to learn about information about countries places you plan to go to， 就是跟我们这个单元特别贴近。如果你想去什么地儿，巴黎铁塔、蒙娜丽莎的画像，这都有，你都可以查到谁画的，哪年画的啊？这种资料性的、信息性的、百科全书性的词典，那么这一本第三本 Longman。 那么下一部分就是呢 pre-reading 部分，就是说呢预读部分。 Do this section in the same way you did speaking， 那么你就呢用做前面口语部分那个方式呢同样办法来处理。咱们下面出了一道题， What does adventure travel refer to？ 这个词组什么意思，指什么？ Look it up in those English English Dictionary， 前面不说用英英词典吗？你试试看啊。 Then you'll find， 查一查这个 adventure travel 啥意思。一看呢，这词什么词啊？是个名词。下面怎么解释的？一二两条解释。第一个呢，它是 sea 是代表什么呢？就是可数名词啊，是可数一二三四可数的，意思是 unusual 不寻常， exciting 令人激动，或者是 dangerous experience 一种什么令人激动但是怎么样不寻常，也是危险性比较大的一种经历啊， undertaking 一种经历。比如造个句子词组Have an adventure， 你可以回去造个句子，比如说 I'm going to have an adventure in the ocean， 刚才那个女孩不遇到鲨鱼吗，就说 I'm going to have an adventure in the ocean， 我到大洋里面去游泳，那么遇到危险啊，探险游泳啊，探险旅。下面还举个例子啊， Her adventures in Africa， 她去非洲草原非洲这个沙漠去旅游啊， She had her adventures 啊，还可以加复数可数嘛，In Africa， she wrote a book about adventure in Africa。她给自己写了一本书，非洲旅行的那个游记啊。这第一个意思。第二就是不可数，又是不可数 ，uncountable。这个 adventure 这个词可以不可数啊，就是不要加不要加 s。意思是说呢 ，excitement associated with danger to taking risks etc， 就是跟危险跟冒险有关联的一种。令人心情激动的一种心理状态，它是个抽象名词，所以说不可数啊。比如说 a love adventure， 对于这个冒险的这种个酷爱，酷爱冒险，比如这人有个毛病啊，他就喜欢冒险。He has a deep love of adventure， 可以这么说，或者他有个冒险精神啊。She has a spirit of adventure， 是不是后面都没有加 a 啊？你前面有 a love a spirit。还有他一种什么冒险意识 ，He has sense of adventure， 但是都没有，本身都不是可数的。另外说这个演员嘛，演各种动作片啊，武打片，所以呢 his life is full of adventure， he has a life full of adventure， 他生活里充满了各种这个危险经历啊。另外这个词呢还可以作为定语来用，这个字 attribute attributive adventure stories， 比如说你爱看什么书啊， I love reading adventure stories， 我喜欢看呢冒险小说啊，所以这个词擦完就这么个意思啊。下面一部分就是呢读前准备叫 pre-reading， 咱们有个要求就试试看，刚刚说查词典嘛，就 make sentences with the example given after the definition of the word adventure， 刚才我给你造了句子，就用这个 adventure 这个词啊词组，你造点句子行不行啊。 All this is found on page 18 in Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary，刚才说第一本词典叫牛津高级学生词典，第十八页里面就有这个词儿的各种例句，你找一找抄抄啊。那么除了找例句之外呢，咱们前面说过有构词法， If you go on reading on the same page 还看十八页的话， You may find words that have something to do with adventure， 就跟这个 adventure 这个词儿有关的很多别的词就不是名词了。你比如说这个词不当冒险讲，当什么，当别的词讲，比如说这个 such as， 比如说 adventurer 冒险家，冒险的人， adventurers 女的冒险家， adventurers 冒险的形容词， adventurously 副词冒险地，那么还要做定语了， adventure playground 就是冒险家的乐园，比如说解放前的上海啊， before liberation Shanghai used to beThe Adventure Playground 啊，可以这么说啊。那么下面呢，咱们就要注意了，这一段啊，就是读前阅读呢，that's the way to build up your vocabulary。后面前面讲查英英词典，查 Adventure 这词做个例子啊，就是举个例子而已啊。怎么样可以 consolidate your mastery of grammar usage？ 可以巩固你的语法的掌握的能力。So much for Part 1, Unit 3。